So I don't know about with your family, but with mine, goodbyes take forever. And we have to start saying goodbye about 40 solid minutes before we actually intend to go anywhere. And by that point, all sorts of Italian cookies and all sorts of money and cash and other stuff that we didn't ask for and probably didn't need has been stuffed into our hands. And then we're finally able to leave and shut the front door and actually go on our way. So in our readings this morning, we are hearing two very long goodbyes, and we're going to hear them over the next couple days, actually. In the first reading, we hear St. Paul delivering quite a heartfelt farewell to his presbyters in Ephesus. And then, of course, in our gospel, we hear Jesus' high priestly prayer, the prayer that he prays to the Father as he is preparing to undergo his passion and his death. What I'd like to reflect on just for a few minutes this morning is not necessarily like the sadness or like the difficulty of saying goodbye, though we can really sense the heaviness in Paul's words as he leaves behind this community that he loves so much. But instead, I'd like to take just a few minutes to consider the sense of confidence and the sense of accomplishment both Paul and Jesus exhibit in these farewell discourses. Both seem to be entirely content with their hard work. Both have done exactly what they were supposed to do, what God had called them to do, and they are able to be at peace. But I guess my question is, what exactly have they done? In terms of worldly success, you could say that both of them haven't done a lot. Like, a lot of people in Israel still don't believe that Jesus is actually the Messiah. St. Paul has not converted all of Greece yet. And there's still a lot of violence and a lot of hatred out there. It seems like there's a lot left to be done. And yet, in these goodbye discourses, they seem to be totally at peace. So what have they done? I think that both have revealed God's grace. Both have revealed God's grace in a definitive way, in a way that is just beautiful. So St. Paul says, I did not shrink from telling you that what was for your own benefit. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. So as painful as it is for Paul to say goodbye to the Ephesians, he's able to say with great confidence that I've revealed the gospel of grace. I've revealed the gospel of grace. I've done what I set out to do. I've done everything that I have the power to do. I just had to respond to God's call and present this truth to people, and that's it. So the same is true for Jesus, who in his own person is God's revelation of grace. He is himself the Father's love for us. And so he prays to his Father, I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given them. He gave us the words of life, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you. In effect, our Lord is saying, like St. Paul, I've revealed grace. I have revealed your grace, Father. And now it's for them to accept or deny. We've all transitioned from one stage of life to another. Maybe it was changing a job or perhaps moving to a new town or ending one relationship, beginning another. And when we have to say goodbye, it can be tough. I know for me, it's beginning to hit home that my time at Mount Carmel is drawing to a close. And I guess our immediate reaction when some stage in our life is coming to a close, we might ask ourselves, did I do enough? Did I do everything that I should have done? And I think this is natural for us to wonder. It's natural, especially at moments of big transition, like St. Paul leaving Ephesus or Jesus going to the Father. Did I do everything? Did I do everything I was supposed to do? But anytime we leave behind one stage of life and enter another, we leave plenty of loose ends. We leave unfinished tasks. We leave words unsaid that we wish we would have said. We're not perfect, right? And our past is littered with all sorts of things that we intended to wrap up more succinctly before moving forward. But we just never got around to it. And maybe this can stir up kind of a sense of regret. Maybe we can wish that we didn't leave those things undone. We hate the feeling of not finishing what we set out to do. We hate that. It can feel like we're leaving a mess behind us. But I think the example of Paul and Jesus, their goodbyes, give us a great amount of hope. They teach us that the most important thing that we can do is just point to God's grace, to point to God's grace as just the grounds for everything. Rather than worry if we did enough, why don't we ask ourselves instead, did I reveal God's grace to the people around me? And how do we do that? By admitting that we need God's grace, by relying totally on grace in the first place, by surrendering, by abandoning ourselves to the Holy Spirit, by throwing in the towel, laying down our arms, and just saying, Father, your will be done, not mine. Both Paul and Jesus show us this principle in action vividly. Both have surrendered themselves entirely. They're sold out for God the Father. That's why Paul, for all his faults, can say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. It's why Jesus can just say, you know, I have told them everything. I have revealed you. Glorify me. I have done my job. Only once we ask ourselves, have we revealed God's grace? When we've relied on that grace, we can then turn and say, I've revealed grace to the people in my life. I've done what I set out to do. And I hope and pray that that's what I've been able to do this pastoral year. I've really enjoyed preaching to you guys. And it's been a lot of fun. And I just hope and pray that we all continue to reveal God's grace in everything that we do.